This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Caleb Finley. He's directing Bus Stop at Peoria Players Theater. Performances continue tonight through Sunday. And Caleb, we're delighted to have you to join the show for the first time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This is one of those scripts that, at least in my opinion, it just doesn't get done often enough. I think it's probably been 15 years since I've seen a production of this piece. But it's a good script and it's a good story. What was it about this play that spoke to you and made you want to direct it?
Well, originally I was very familiar with the movie. I'm a huge Marilyn Monroe fan, so, you know, that was the first appeal and draw for me. What really drew me to the actual script, because it's so different from the movie, was that it was such a secluded place, and it was, you know, very intimate, very small, but it was a fun piece. You know, there was comedy, there's drama, there's romance, so it kind of just had it all for me, and that's what I wanted for my first show.
And in fact, I read that you'd been an assistant director for quite a number of times. Talk about that experience and what led you to be a director then.
Yes, I had assistant directed two shows, one of them being Les Mis Student Edition. So that's a big show. I always knew that I wanted to direct eventually. I didn't know it was going to come this soon in my life, but it felt right. I was approached and asked to do the show, and I was like, let's do it. I mean, you know, let's just jump in.
Seeing that is your first show, is it 24/7 on your mind?
Yes, it is.
Talk so, about that a little bit.
It's a little hectic. I work two jobs and I'm a student, so it's a very, very busy life right now. When I'm at work, I'm also thinking about the show. I'm getting back into school soon for summer classes. That's going to add another level of it. Thankfully, the show is over soon, so I can start, you know, really leveling out my playing field.
For those who don't know the show or don't remember the movie, it's about a group of bus travelers who are stranded together during a winter storm, a blizzard. Mm-hmm. And it's really about what transpires while they're stuck in this one small spot.
Yeah.
And you had talked about it having a small set, just one location.
Mm-hmm.
Does that really have the effect of focusing in on the relationships and the tensions and the conflicts?
Oh,
when
definitely.
You strip away all of the added locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think it helps a lot because it is such a small location and you can only do so much on a stage that each little conversation that's going on, you're having to focus in on just one table or one table stool at the bar. So it really helps with that intimacy level on the stage and, you know, between the characters and the actors.
I would also imagine that creates a little bit of a challenge both for you and the actors, because again, it's one set. There's not a lot of okay, you're going to go off stage and walk in the garden and be gone for the next three scenes. Mm-hmm. I mean, to a large extent, do you have your full cast right there on the stage from start to end?
Yes, the majority of the cast members, I mean, other than two of them, they're literally on stage the whole show. So I've given them stuff to do. You know, one of them's, you know, going to read a book. We are going to have food on stage, so they get to snack and drink coffee and leave the theater buzzed every night.
And I'm wondering, in your prep, if you went back to the movie, did a little research.
I did, actually. As soon as I got the script, I went back and watched the movie and kind of pulled my inspiration for the set more from the movie and, you know, kind of just added my own little spin on it. Everyone knows Marilyn Monroe. So I wanted to make sure that whoever was playing Sherry did not copycat. I wanted a completely different Sherry. And thankfully, Deb has done an amazing job at that. And because of the first thing, I was like, I don't want Marilyn. I do not want people going in going, well, she's not Marilyn Monroe. So it's been an awesome experience. I have used the movie for, you know, a little reference here and there. But for the most part, I've kind of taken what I want and made it my own.
The movie version of this obviously was a pivotal moment for Marilyn Monroe as an actress. But can you talk a little bit about what is it about these two central characters in the story that make those great roles for actors?
I think what is most important about those two roles of Bo and Sherry is Sherry's this very, you know, out there kind of gal. She's a nightclub singer. She's worked in this nightclub kind of atmosphere for, you know, a few years and learned the ways of the world at the young age of 19. And Bo is this, you know, young, loud, obnoxious cowboy who's, you know, fresh off the ranch and ready to throw Sherry over her shoulder and take her back to Montana and marry her. They're completely two different characters, but the way that an actor portrays them is how it's essentially going to come off. And I think that they're brilliant characters in how they're written, with Sherry's storytelling is, you know, she's from the Ozarks. So when she gets into her storytelling, it's just this backwoods kind of Barbie that, you know, the character was written for. And it's just, it's awesome to see, you know, that character kind of come to life And then as for Bo's character, he's lived with his friend Verge since he was 10. His parents have died. And so it's kind of that actor trying to find that struggle with filling that void of needing someone else.
I bet I haven't seen that movie for 30 years, but I'm seeing the scene where he keeps calling her Ma Cherry. Mm-hmm. He's a cowboy, and
yep.
She goes, "My name is Cherry."
Yep.
So
yep.
Is that in the play?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Just the disparity between the two mm-hmm. characters, and she's trying to be real classy, mm-hmm. but she's Cherry.
Yep.
Obviously, those are the two central characters, but they're not mm-hmm. the only characters in the piece. What's the function of some of the secondary characters? Because they've all got their own backgrounds, their own stories, their mm-hmm. own conflicts. What do those characters contribute to the overall play?
In addition to Sherry and Bo, we have a handful of other characters, one of them being Dr. Lyman, which I feel is another important part, which is not in the movie, which I was very sad to see. He's this professor who's very broken. He's had multiple marriages and has turned to alcohol. He's another one of those passengers who's just looking to fill that void of loneliness and abandonment and stuff like that. He's a very odd character when he comes out on stage and you're like, do I like this guy? Do I not like this guy? But alongside that, we have Grace and Elma, who are the diner workers. Grace owns the diner. Will, the sheriff, who plays an important part between Bo and Sherry, and then Bo's friend Verge. And Carl, the bus driver. Carl and Grace kind of, you know, flirt back and forth. Will is kind of the mediator in the fight between Bo and Sherry. And Verge is just, he knows Bo. So he's the one kind of going, really, Bo, you're going to throw a temper tantrum right now. So just go off to your corner and be a brat.
What are we supposed to take away from this show?
I hope that people take away the fact that everyone, it's that universal kind of term that everyone has someone out there. And we may go through tough times and trials between that person, but it's only going to make you stronger in the end.
This is your first time out as a director, although mm-hmm. you've been on stage many times mm-hmm. and assistant directed. What was the biggest thing you learned going through the process that maybe you didn't expect when you started?
I had this kind of preconceived notion that I was going to be stressed 24/7. Thankfully, because I have such an awesome team behind me, and they've just been a wonderful help. So I kind of went into it going, okay, I'm preparing myself to be stressed. And wanting to just turn a drink in as well. But no, it's just been this awesome kind of experience where I've got to be completely hands-on. And any little thing, you know, costumes, set pieces, I helped paint the set. And being completely and fully hands-on has just been my favorite experience so far from this experience. I've kind of seen it as, you know, this kind of a new starting launching pad, basically, for my, you know, next kind of a theater journey.
We've had people come on the show that say once they've been bitten by the director's bug, there's mm-hmm. no going back. It almost sounds like you're bitten.
It's an interesting experience directing. I kind of see it as it has its own stresses, but I almost prefer it being on stage. I love being on stage, you know, love singing and dancing and acting, but kind of sitting back and watching this process that you've worked on for a few months come to life is just, it's an ultimate reward.
Do you have plans for your next production, or are you at a point right now where you just want to get through this and then mm-hmm. take some time off and recharge?
I am going to take some time off after this. I want to finish school. That's priority number one right now, is to get through school, finish it, kind of get a career going, and maybe jump back into theater once that is kind of settled.
How old are you, Caleb? You do look rather young, and your name almost sounds like it ought to be out of a Finian's Rainbow movie.
I am 22.
Caleb Finley is the director of Bus Stop, which opened last night at Peoria Players Theater. The show continues tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. Caleb, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Nathan, it's the first Friday in June, and that means the First Friday Art Gallery walks tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. at nearly a dozen locations. And during the art tours, you'll see original paintings, sculpture, printmaking, ceramics, glass, pottery, and woodworking, just to name a few. So stop on by and support the many wonderful artistic efforts of our Central Illinois visual artists.
And finally, Suzette, the Peoria Bach Festival continues through Sunday at Trinity Lutheran Church. The capstone events include concerts tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight's concert includes one of the oboe and violin concertos and one of the Bach cantatas. Tomorrow's program includes one of the orchestral suites, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 4, and the Cantata No. 70.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Nikki Garibrandt. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.